AP News. I'm Ben Thomas. The United States continues to lead the world in COVID-19 cases. Shelley Adler has the numbers.
The number of confirmed U.S. coronavirus cases has surpassed 20 million. That's nearly twice as many as the number two country, India, and nearly one quarter of the more than 83 million cases around the world. India has about 10 million cases, followed by Brazil with 7 million. All of this, according to Johns Hopkins University. The increase in cases comes as officials race to vaccinate millions of Americans, but the rollout so far has been much slower than expected. I'm Shelley Adler.
California is the hardest hit state with the worst diagnosis rate in the U.S., this despite having served as a role model early on. Experts point to California's cramped housing situation, as well as public fatigue with restrictions. British medical authorities are warning hospitals there the country faces a perilous few weeks. COVID-19 infections are surging with a new, apparently more contagious variant showing up. It's now been detected in at least three U.S. states, including California. A first for President Trump.
The yeas are 81, the nays are 13.
Congress has overridden his veto of a defense policy bill.
Two-thirds of the senators voting, a quorum being present, having voted in the affirmative, the bill on reconsideration is passed, the objections of the President of the United States to the contrary notwithstanding.
In an extraordinary New Year's Day session, the Republican-controlled Senate easily turned aside the veto. Trump had no immediate comment, but lashed out on Twitter earlier this week at what he described as weak and tired Republican leadership. And police say at least seven people were arrested after a group vandalized federal buildings in downtown Philadelphia on New Year's Eve. Windows at the historic U.S. Customs House were smashed, along with those at a federal building and courthouse. There was also anti-police and anti-prison graffiti. This is AP News. Britain rang in the new year with a seismic shift in its relations with the European Union as a new Brexit trade deal took effect. Karen Shamus reports from London.
As Big Ben rang 11 times, it signalled an end to the European Union's economic embrace of Britain, the final stage of Brexit. A steady trickle of trucks rolled off ferries and trains on either side of the English Channel. This is the front line of the new changes, the busy goods route between the southeast of England and northern France. Jan Lariche, the head of Eurotunnel company Getlink, says the new deal has brought more red tape for customs officials.
Now, each time there is a truck coming here, they have to show us that they have done all their custom declaration online before coming here.
British doctor Matt Steele is not optimistic about the changes.
I think it's a disaster. Among many disasters this year.
Karen Chamas, London.
Britain had been part of the EU for 48 years. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.